During a global pandemic, how can we find comfort in the hymn, From God Can Nothing Move Me? You'll find the answer in Pastor Will Wheaton's column on Lutheran Dirges and Such in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, rapper Flame details his journey from Bapticostal and Reformed Baptist Calvinism to confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live on this Friday, the 18th of September, and we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If you've never heard of it before, it's a very simple game we like to play with our listeners at the end of a broadcast week. We listen throughout the week, and we're listening for soundbites, something that one of our guests, our brilliant guests, says, one of their comments, one of their ideas that we want to pass along to our listeners in a special way by putting it in Soundbite of the Week. It's something you want to hear again, something you've never heard before, an insight. And we gather four of them. We have this week. And then we play them for our listeners on Friday, and our listeners vote and decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. They vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can also send your vote to us right here in the studio via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote via Twitter, @issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page. We have left space for your votes, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, and we'll give away the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem baptismal keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Oh, and the tote bag as well. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Matthew Frank of Princeton University, answering the question, does systemic racism theory, so popular today, actually reduce racism?
It's actually a huge diversion and distraction from the truly hard work of social scientists, prosecutors, government officials, people in employment and elsewhere, of, you know, figuring out how much of the disparity we see in our society can be chalked up to the ill will of racism, how much can be chalked up to blameless causes, what we can do about these disparities and what we can't do about them. And as I said in my article, one of the appalling things about systemic racism theory is that in tarring everyone in the oppressor class with the same brush of being a racist, it lets the actual racists among us off the hook. They're no worse than anybody else. And since these are people who actually do harbor racist thoughts, feelings, and act on them in their own lives, they do believe in the superiority of their race, absurdly. They don't feel guilty. All the rest of us are invited to feel guilty about something we didn't do. Those who did do something are not induced to feel guilty. And any of us who aren't guilty of racism and stand up and say, listen, I'm not guilty, we're mistaken for actual racists, which does an injustice to us. So it's a huge diversion and distraction from the hard evidence-based work of real racial justice in our country.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Matthew Frank. Does systemic racism theory actually reduce racism? If you'd like to vote for that one, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first as we place Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and leave your vote there. Or send us a tweet @IssuesETC. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Will Wheaton. Here he is talking about the beauty of God's law.
This is one of Israel's great points of pride. We have a law that is beautiful in its righteousness, in what it asks of human beings. And I think there's nobody who can disagree with what this law is actually asking. You look at this is a beautiful thing. If society were governed by the law that God gave, even just by, just take the law from Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments, they're given here later in Deuteronomy. If you are governed by that law, can you imagine what a beautiful society that would be to live in, Todd, where you didn't have to worry about people stealing or about adultery, where you never had to worry about lies because people just spoke truth and they always defended their neighbor, and where people were content with what God gave them, where the Sabbath was honored and mom and dad were honored and respected, and where God's name wasn't a curse word, but was on the lips of people in prayer, and where they took refuge in him in every time of need. I mean, stop and think about it, Todd. That would be a pretty wonderful place to live, wouldn't it? Well, do you remember where he told the Ten Commandments to be put? They had to go into the ark, right? Into the heart of the ark. And if you stop and think about it, it's like that's a way of picturing to the people. They are from the heart of God himself. And if we are made in the image of God, then they are to be in our heart too, as the shape of our life in and before him. It is a beautiful picture there. They don't have the ability to make us righteous, but they do have the ability to show us what is righteous. And that's what Deuteronomy 4:8 was glorying in. Ah, look at this beautiful thing God has given us here.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Will Wheadon on the beauty of God's law. Vote for that one by giving us a call live this Friday afternoon, September the 18th. 1-877-623-MYIE. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or email us your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. John Bombaro. We were talking about the good use of the church's pulpit. Here he is answering the question of what happens when the preacher leaves the pulpit.
Part of this has to do with mission creep. So mission creep is when you have a particular stated goal or purpose and it begins to slide or morph into something different. I think there's been mission creep with respect to the expectation due to accommodation to consumeristic cultural expectations, where things like comfort, informality, and democratic equality are highly valued. And so congregations have been taught that values that are foreign to the church and historic Christianity, but of course are quite at home in a consumeristic world. They're told that you can have it your way, that there are lots of options on the shelf of congregational commitment, and so to bring your standards and settle where you feel most comfortable. And pastors will accommodate what's commonly present in pop culture, TED Talks, the stage sauntering pundit, and the like. And so in this way, the pastor's message undergoes a comprehensive downgrade to the level of the authority that one finds like in the blogosphere, you know, where all voices are equal. And so the auditor becomes the adjudicator of what may or may not be deemed useful or true. And so pastors succumb to this pressure and deviate from the care of souls. And so congregations begin to expect the preacher to conform to something other than God's word, namely the values and standards that are ubiquitous in a consumeristic culture.
That's Dr. John Bombaro. When the preacher leaves the pulpit, it's soundbite number three. Vote for that one this Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Get ready to vote. We're going to play soundbite number four. We'll take a break, and during that break, we'll take your votes for soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four is from Pastor Bill Swirla. We were talking about saving faith. Here's his observation that faith doesn't have a volume dial, only an on-off switch.
That's speaking objectively. Subjectively, it does. As, you know, we perceive faith more or less. Oddly, I think it's almost inverse to the reality of faith. In other words, when we are less aware of our faith is probably when our faith is most in play. And I know it sounds kind of paradoxical, but the kingdom of God tends to be upside down like that, where the last are first and the weak are strong and that kind of thing. Because if I'm noticing my faith, then my eyes are off of Jesus. So subjectively, there is. Sometimes faith is loud and sometimes faith is quiet. And I'm maintaining that it's when faith is quiet that's actually more faith than anything else. Otherwise, it's probably more religious feelings. But a relationship before God A justifying relationship before God is a yes or no. It's in Christ or not in Christ. There's not sort of halfway in Christ, partly believing. No, that's not it at all. It's either faith or unbelief. There's no sort of sliding scale middle ground between the two.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Bill Swirla. Faith doesn't have a volume dial, only an on-off switch. So you've heard the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. We'll take a break and we'll start taking your votes as well. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Which will it be? Soundbite number one, Dr. Matthew Frank, does systemic racism theory actually reduce racism? Soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon on the beauty of God's law? Soundbite number three, Dr. John Bombaro, when the preacher leaves the pulpit? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Bill Swirla, faith doesn't have a volume dial? We'll be right back. Dr. Ed Gremenstein, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, speaking boldly.
I think we should, as a Lutheran church body, never forget the power of the lay people in their ability to speak both law and gospel. I think it's literally like an untapped army that we can take better advantage of.
You can purchase Speaking Boldly at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040.
Have you ever wondered if your investments could do more? I mean, a whole lot more? This is Rahema Kavuga, Synod Relations Manager of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. When you invest with us, you not only earn a competitive interest rate, but your investment goes to strengthen Lutheran Church Missouri Synod church workers, congregations, schools, and organizations through low-cost loans and services. To learn more, visit lcef.org/invest101.
Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Hey Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday, September the 18th. We've played our four soundbites for you. Now it's your turn. We need you to vote for Soundbite of the Week and pick which one of the four will be Soundbite of the Week. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week. Bobby in Corinth, Texas says, for me, this week's vote was an absolute slam dunk. My vote is for Soundbite number four, Pastor Bill Swirla's faith doesn't have a volume dial, only an on-off switch. I've struggled so much over the years with what I perceived as my weak faith at times, and when I was uncertain because I didn't feel I had enough faith. Pastor Swirla's words brought me so much comfort as I listened to this particular podcast this past week. I can still remember where I was, commuting to work on one of Dallas's insane freeways when I heard his words of comfort that the proof of faith is a singular focus on Jesus. It's not that it was new to me because I knew it, but it was more that it simply forced me to remind myself that focusing on Jesus is the testament of our faith. I may have to re-listen to this podcast on a weekly basis. It was that good. Bobby, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Corinth, Texas. Dennis listens in Warrenton, Virginia. Dennis says, I appreciate Dr. Frank's thoughtful approach to this volatile subject, especially his practical approach of dealing with the disparities of racial outcomes rather than the dubious broad brush of alleged institutional racism. Dennis, thanks for listening in Virginia. Gerson listens in Naples, Italy. Gerson says, my vote goes to Pastor Whedon. Our flesh resents God's law and questions the love of a demanding God, so we need to be reminded that, quote, blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, for it is the source of joy and peace to all who abide in it. Thank you for another great week of extolling Christ, On Issues, etc., and thanks for listening in Italy, Gerson. Josh listens in Newport, Kentucky. A brief vote for soundbite number 4, he says, because it's true. Jay listens in Monroe, Louisiana. Jay says, I vote for Dr. Frank's discussion of systemic racism. His analysis is right on point, and the issue is very similar to how we've lost a proper understanding of repentance in our society. The fashion is to repent of things other people did, typically our forefathers. We never consider whether we ourselves may have done something wrong. Like systemic racism theory, repenting of sins of others distracts us from the hard work of looking honestly at ourselves. Everyone's guilty, so no one's individually guilty. And just like systemic racism theory, instead of curbing sin, we thereby encourage it. Good insight, Jay, and thanks for listening in Louisiana. Susan listens in Davenport, Iowa. Susan says, systemic racism perpetuates racism, the very thing it purports to extinguish. It's racism in reverse. Such a blanket term lets true racists off the hook. Instead of using labels and vocabularies to detract from the real issue, terms that different groups define differently, let's get to the heart of the issue and call sin, sin. Everyone getting back to the basics will bring healing to the disparities. She lists there Romans 3:23, Romans 5:8, 1 John 2:2, Genesis 1:27, and Mark 12:30. Guilt confesses, says Susan. Christ forgives. We have the freedom to love our neighbor. Who needs Christ's love today? Susan, thanks for listening in Iowa. Riley is in Spokane, Washington. Greetings, Todd and Jeff. This week I'm voting for soundbite number 3 from Dr. Bombaro. Whatever you use to bring auditors in is what you will have to use to keep them, whether it's popular media, political rhetoric, or particular spirituality. And when that fails to satisfy, your only option is to up the dose into absurdity. Thanks be to God that we have the one thing drawing us back that does satisfy, a distinct gift from a distinct God handed to us by a distinct servant. Riley, thank you very much. Good vote in Washington. Steve is voting in Port Washington, Wisconsin. Steve says, I tend to vote for soundbites that are mostly theological, but I will be voting for soundbite number 1 today. Dr. Frank's discussion of systemic versus systematic racism helped me to better understand what's going on in our world today. I, at times, struggle with feelings of guilt over this narrative, but I have to continue to remind myself that God so loved the world. We are all God's children. We should treat everyone as brothers and sisters in Christ. Steve, thank you very much for your vote for soundbite of the week. Gary listens in France. He's voting for soundbite number 4. He says, I was greatly edified by the content, so much so that I listened to it more than once. Should be in the running for soundbite of the year, says Gary. Thanks for listening in France, Gary. According to your votes this week, here is the winner of soundbite of the week. It's soundbite number 1, Dr. Matthew Frank. Does systemic racism theory actually reduce racism?
It's actually a huge diversion and distraction from the truly hard work of social scientists, prosecutors, government officials, people in employment and elsewhere, of, you know, figuring out how much of the disparity we see in our society can be chalked up to the ill will of racism, how much can be chalked up to blameless causes, what we can do about these disparities and what we can't do about them. And as I said in my article, one of the appalling things about systemic racism theory is that in tarring everyone in the oppressor class with the same brush of being a racist, it lets the actual racists among us off the hook. They're no worse than anybody else. And since these are people who actually do harbor racist thoughts, feelings, and act on them in their own lives, They do believe in the superiority of their race, absurdly. They don't feel guilty. All the rest of us are invited to feel guilty about something we didn't do. Those who did do something are not induced to feel guilty. And any of us who aren't guilty of racism and stand up and say, listen, I'm not guilty, we're mistaken for actual racists, which does an injustice to us. So it's a huge diversion and distraction from the hard evidence-based work of real racial justice in our country.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Dr. Matthew Frank, does systemic racism theory actually reduce racism? Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Bobby in Texas and Susan in Iowa, you guys get the LPR bundle package. If you'll send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, we'll send it out to you. The Cleaning Authority has a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. You can save $25 on a one-time clean or $25 off your first two cleans. Learn more at our Facebook page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And be sure to mention Issues Etc. and this Facebook promotion. Now, if you live in Greater St. Louis, call 314-690-9877, 314-690-9877. And remember to mention Issues Etc. You'll find all the details at facebook.com/issuesetc. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll look forward to the Feast and Festival of Matthew, the Apostle and Evangelist. Our guest will be Pastor David Peterson. We will also begin a series with Pastor Peter Bender on the theological foundation practice of Lutheran day schools. And we'll discuss the preface to the Book of Concord with Pastor Paul McCain. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Bahama Mama, Ocean Pacific, Paradise Island. Retreat from the heat with a shaved ice snow cone from Tropical Snow in Caseyville, Illinois. It's right across the street from Collinsville High School. Tropical Snow is open weekdays from 1 to 9 and weekends from noon to 9. Premium snow, epic flavors, lots of love. Tropical Snow across the street from Collinsville High School at 2134 South Morrison Avenue in Caseyville.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.